week in all. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the July 13th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Let's kick off with English Premier League football champion Liverpool. The team's perfect home record in its title-winning campaign came to a surprising end over the weekend as Burnley battled back for a one-all draw. Scottish defender Andrew Robertson gave Liverpool the lead in the 34th minute when he brilliantly headed in Fabinho's cross beyond Burnley goalkeeper Nick Pope. Jay Rodriguez equalized for Burnley in the 69th minute, ending Liverpool's bid to become the first Premier League team to win all of its home matches in a single season. Pope was named man of the match for his heroics in front of the net, including late in the game when he denied Liverpool's Egyptian star Mohamed Salah. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye, African football analyst Emeka Enyadike said Salah is one of the African players who have made significant contributions in Liverpool lifting the Premier League trophy for the first time in 30 years.
Winning the Premier League after 30 years is quite a huge achievement, and it's one that was really, really followed across the continent. And this is because over the years, it's always been a team that has great connection with the continent. You know, you remember Bruce Grobler used to be there, and quite a lot of African players as well. But, you know, more significantly, the fact that in the 30 years, they've come close in 2001 when they came second to, I think, 2009 as well, they came second to Manchester United. They came very quite close. And then, you know, recently they almost won in 2014 and 2015, and they came short in 2014 by 2 points to Man City, and last year by 1 point. So going on to win the Champions League and also now winning the Premier League this year makes it all the more exciting, and people all over the continent really, really excited. So quite a huge achievement.
What's your assessment of contribution by African players to Liverpool's success?
So the African players that they have at Liverpool, to tell you how significant they were, I mean, last year, Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah from Egypt, you know, both shared the Premier League Top Scorers award with Aubameyang from Gabon. And then the last 2 years, Sadio Mane and Mohamed Salah won the African Player of the Year. So more significantly, the fact that in all of the achievements last year and this year, you know, they had four African players. They had also Joel Matip, who's a former Cameroonian international, and they had Naby Keita from Guinea. So four African players, significant roles, particularly Mane and Salah, who were part of the front three, along with the Brazilian Firmino. These guys have really, really made a mark, not just in the Premier League, but, you know, for once they hold the title of Premier League champions, European champions, and world champions, because they won also the FIFA Club World Cup, and along the line also, by virtue of winning the Champions League, they won the UEFA Super Cup. So they hold four trophies in the last 1 year, from June last year until June this year. So, you know, their impact is really tremendous. And this is something that we haven't seen in a long, long way. I think perhaps a long time ago, Chelsea had Drogba, Jonathan Mikel, Michael Essien, you know, and that will come really, really close.
Do you think African players have potentials to assist other EPL or European clubs win titles?
The victory of Liverpool and the impact of the African players will definitely spur a lot more of the teams to look out for African players. There's the one downside, which is usually the fact of the AFCON, African Nations Cup, coming up in the middle of the season. But other than that, I think there'll be much more demand for African strikers. There's already a lot of talk about Osimhen from Nigeria, who is doing well at Lille. But if you look around the league, Arsenal has got Nicolas Pepe, who's beginning to find his feet. Manchester United has Odioni Gallo, and Manchester City, you know, they won the league also with Riyad Mahrez, and before that they had Yaya Toure. So a lot of those players will definitely, the ones within the clubs right now, make some serious impact. I think that we're going to see a lot more of the continuing rivalry between Liverpool and Man City over the next 2-3 years. And then obviously Man United, if they also do have designs to challenge for the title. So there are bound to be a serious impact from the African players, but this has been quite a good motivation, and we'll definitely see more and more of the African players challenging for honours. And for even all the younger ones, the aspiration will be to try and emulate what these guys have achieved.
That's African football analyst Emeka Enyadike, and he spoke with Iron Mike Mbonye on the telephone from Johannesburg, South Africa.
Hi, my name is Emeka Enyadike from the City of Gold, Johannesburg. I want to say a big shout out to the Sunny Side of Sports. Thank you.
This is a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
The World Health Organization and Africa Center for Disease Control say we all can help fight the global pandemic by frequently washing our hands with soap and water or using hand sanitizers. For more information on protecting yourself and others, check with reliable sources such as the WHO and Africa Center for Disease Control. And remember to listen to VOA for the latest on COVID-19.
That was a message in the public interest from VOA Africa.
You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at the weekend European club football highlights. Sporty greetings, Prince.
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Son Heung-min scored the equalizer and set up the winner as Tottenham came from behind to beat Arsenal 2-1 on Sunday, reviving hopes for European qualification for Jose Mourinho's faltering side. Alexandre Lacazette bent Arsenal's opener into the top corner in the 16th minute before Saïd Kolasinac's misplaced pass allowed Tottenham to level inside 3 minutes. Son later provided the corner that Toby Alderweireld sent past Martinez in the 81st minute with a glancing header. Liverpool dropped their first points at Anfield this season in the penultimate home game after they were held to a 1-1 draw by Burnley on Saturday, while Raheem Sterling scored his third hat-trick of the season as Bernardo Silva and Gabriel Jesus added one each to ensure Manchester City swept Brighton aside by 5-0 to seal a second-place finish in the Premier League. Chelsea's bid for Champions League qualification hit a bump in losing at Sheffield United 3-0. The Blues stay in third place but could get overtaken by Leicester and Manchester United if they win their games in hand over the next 2 days. Manchester United face Southampton on Monday as they look to extend their unbeaten run to 18 games in all competitions and move a step closer to Champions League qualification. The Red Devils will also be seeking to extend their season-high league winning streak to 5 consecutive games. Upon the restart, United have been extremely stellar whilst recording a draw and 4 straight victories. However, they will be wary of Saints' veteran forward Danny Ings, who has enjoyed a remarkable campaign, ranking among the top-flight leaders with a personal Premier League record 19 goals. The 27-year-old has 1 goal in 4 career Premier League matches versus Manchester United, but came whilst playing for Burnley in February 2015. Arturo Vidal scored the only goal of the game as Barcelona snatched a 1-0 victory at Real Valladolid on Saturday to move back within 1 point of La Liga leaders Real Madrid. Vidal struck on the 15th minute at the Jose Zorrilla Stadium after being teed up by 6-time Ballon d'Or winner Lionel Messi. Real Madrid can restore their 4-point advantage if they win at Granada on Monday. The Los Blancos would then be crowned champions if they beat Villarreal on Thursday in their penultimate game of the season. Ending the Italian league, Cristiano Ronaldo scored 2 penalties as Juventus snatched a dramatic 2-2 draw against Atalanta on Saturday to take a massive step towards a 9th straight Serie A title. Lazio's 2-1 loss to Sassuolo early in the day gave Atalanta the chance to move second and cut the gap to Juve to 6 points. But despite trailing twice and being outplayed for long periods, Maurizio Sarri's Juventus moved 8 points clear the top with 6 matches remaining, as Ronaldo took his tally to 28 league goals this season. Inter Milan will be eager to return to winning ways after successive winless results when they welcome Torino to San Siro on Monday. The Nerazzurri may have only lost the joint fewest games so far, but a series of draws have left them 11 points adrift of leaders Juventus. And after failing to win each of their last 2 games, Antonio Conte's men have dropped down to 4th on the table. Neymar, Mauro Icardi and Pablo Sarabia each scored twice, while French star of Cameroonian descent Kylian Mbappe, Arnold Kalimuendo and Senegalese midfielder Idrissa Gueye also netted a goal each, as Paris Saint-Germain crushed Le Havre 9-0 in a friendly match, with France allowing supporters back into football stadiums for the first time since the coronavirus lockdown. The occasion has been described as a victory for French football after France suspended football in March due to the coronavirus pandemic and declared PSG champions of the French league. Reporting for the Sunny Side of Sports, I'm Prince Nesta in Eugene, Oregon.
Sporty greetings. This is Jonathan McKinstry, the head coach of the Uganda men's national team. You're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, Bapamposet, D.C.
My name is Joshua Cheptegei of Uganda. A world champion, a Devo Commonwealth Games champion, a world cross country champion, a 3-time world record holder of the 5K, 10K, and 15K. My message to the athletes all over the world and other people is that keep a distance and follow the guidelines given to you by your governments and the health ministries, because the COVID-19 is a serious disease.
Serious realities indeed, Joshua. That's Joshua Cheptegei, Uganda's world champion runner. I'm Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Samson Omale joins us now with a package of African sports news. And Samson says an ultimate fighting champion from Nigeria tops his report.
The ultimate fighting championship welterweight champion, Nigerian mixed martial artist Kamaru Usman, successfully defended his belt for the second time by defeating George Masvidal via unanimous decision in the main event of the UFC 251 on Sunday. The Nigerian Nightmare, as he's often referred to, beat Masvidal on the Yash Island in Abu Dhabi by 50-45, 50-45 and 49-46 judges' decision to retain his crown. The welterweight champion Kamaru Usman in his post-fight press conference said his victory was well-deserved.
I'm at the top of the mountain. I'm the champion. Everybody's looking at me. So there's never going to be a shortage of contenders, guys trying to challenge for the title. First and foremost, I've been training for a long time. Since February, this fight was supposed to happen in April, right? May, you know, talks of June, but it didn't happen, so.
President Muhammadu Buhari has congratulated Kamaru Usman on the successful defense of his title. Now to Kenya, where the Anti-Doping Agency of Kenya has launched an e-learning platform as it seeks to enhance education on banned substances during this period of COVID-19 pandemic. The e-learning platform is the first in Africa, as Kenya sets the pace by being the first country on the continent to develop and launch a portal based on anti-doping e-learning education program. The Anti-Doping Agency of Kenya CEO Jefta Iragut said the program was part of its strategy to maintain a dedicated and committed pursuit of global excellence in anti-doping education and training.
We are sure that anti-doping curriculum will be mainstreamed into both the legal side and also in our education. And in particular, as we target the younger learners at the very early stages, so that they are aware of anti-doping issues.
in the program, athletes as well as managers and coaches can access online studies on doping before being subjected to tests and thereafter issued course certifications. And onto football, the bidding process for the hosting rights of the Beach Soccer Africa Cup of Nations 2020 has been reopened to member associations. The 8-team final tournament has been scheduled to take place within the period of December 2020 and April 2021. The winner and losing finalists will qualify to represent Africa at the FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup Russia 2021. Egyptian Football Association is reportedly in discussion to file a request with the Confederation of African Football to host the remaining games of the Champions League. Cameroon have declined to host the remaining games of the CAF Champions League after they were the closest candidate for the event. Reports in the Egyptian media confirmed that Egypt will request to host the games, especially after their success in hosting the Under 23 African Cup of Nations, as well as the continental tournaments in a senior level.
Thanks, Samson. That's Samson Omale reporting from Abuja, Nigeria.
Sporty greetings. This is Sunday Dare, Minister of Youth and Sports Development, Nigeria. You are listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Thanks, Haiti. That's my VOA colleague, Haiti Fitzpatrick. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Here in the United States, another Major League Baseball star is opting out of playing during the coronavirus-shortened 2020 season. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
For three-time World Series champion and all-star catcher Buster Posey of the San Francisco Giants, the decision wasn't all about him.
A week ago today, identical twin girls were born that my wife and I are adopting.
The girls were born prematurely.
And these babies being as fragile as they are for the next, 4 months at minimum, this ultimately wasn't that difficult a decision.
Posey consulted with his wife and the baby's doctor.
There's no question, especially once games start up, this is going to be hard.
Posey's twins will have weakened immune systems for the next few months. I'm Ed Donahue.
Thanks, Ed. The Tokyo Olympics have been postponed to 2021 because of the coronavirus pandemic, but four-time Olympic gold medalist Mo Farah says he'll use the delay to his advantage. VOA's Gwen Uten has more details for us. Sporty greetings, Gwen.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. British runner Mo Farah is only the second athlete in modern history to win gold in both the 5,000 and 10,000 meter events in two successive Olympic Games. But news of the postponement halted his quest to defend his title. And while some Olympians in the final stages of training expressed their disappointment over the delay, Farah told Reuters News the additional time could work to his advantage.
I'm coming into off the marathon and preparing for Olympics straight away within the first year. So having postponed, it actually helps me a bit more because I can do more races. It gives me a year to do more track races and then go into the Olympics. So in a way, I think it works out well for me.
In 2017, Farah retired from the track to focus his attention on road marathons. But 2 years later, he admitted to missing track competition and hinted at a 10,000-meter title defense in Tokyo. But the coronavirus pandemic has made training difficult. World Athletics announced the details of a truncated season and a series of event cancellations in the coming months due to the virus. And Farah says travel restrictions coupled with the inability to compete has left him without structure to his running season.
Hopefully when it gets going, we can have some races and, you know, could start working towards something, because as an athlete, you always want to have something to work towards, if it's Olympics, if it's a world championship, if it's any event.
The six times world champion says he's gotten creative in working around closed gyms and limits on outdoor running, and has been doing 5K challenges and charity activities to keep his body fit. And Farah says he's gotten a little help from his kids.
I've definitely been creative in terms of getting busy with my kids. We've been working on the bridge, like in terms of just getting stuff that I never normally do with my kids, and I'm spending a lot of time with them. And in terms of training, it has definitely affected us, because you can't exercise, you can't go to the gym, you can't race, you can't do a lot of stuff. But I've been doing sort of, I'm lucky I've got the treadmill at home, so I've been running my treadmill, and sometimes, you know, I've been going once, exercise outside.
But Farah says training for the upcoming Olympic Games is as much a mental challenge as a physical one.
Mentally, I think we have to stay positive for all of us. And as long as we can stay positive and have something to aim for, it gets easier. But at the same time, there's a lot of people, you know, in a hard situation, much more worse than us. People, you know, can't get out of the house with, you know, single parents or kids with, you know, small flat. I'm lucky, you know, I'm one of them people who have got a little bit more space. So, you know, I do appreciate it and can't take that for granted.
The four-time gold medalist is on a mission to win gold for a third successive time in the 10,000 meters. If he qualifies for a trip to Tokyo, he will be 38 when the games take place next July. And that is all from me, Sonny. Back over to you.
Thanks, Gwen. That's my VOA colleague, Gwen Uten. An update now on Cameroonian heavyweight boxer Carlos Takam, who I mentioned on the show last week. Takam scored a 10-round unanimous decision over American Jerry Forrest on July 9th in Las Vegas, Nevada. Reports from Las Vegas say it was a slow-paced bout, with the judges scoring it 96-94, 98-92, and 97-93 in favor of the 39-year-old Takam. The victory improved Takam's pro record to 39 wins, 5 losses, and 1 draw with 28 knockouts. Forrest now has a record of 26 victories and 4 defeats with 20 knockouts. Speaking after his win, Carlos Takam said, and I quote, "My father passed away a week ago, so I came into the fight with a heavy heart. It may not have been a spectacular knockout, but most importantly, we got the win." And Takam continues, "We took this fight on short notice, but the opportunity to box on ESPN television was too big to pass up. We knew we could beat him regardless. I want anyone in the top 5 or a title shot if that materializes." Our VOA boxing fans will remember a title shot did materialize for Carlos Takam 3 years ago in Cardiff, Wales, where he fought bravely before losing to world heavyweight champion Anthony Joshua by 10th round stoppage.
Hello, this is Miro Juma, the bronze medalist, Commonwealth 2018 Australia Gold Coast. Listen to the Sunny Side of Sports on A Voice of America.
Finally, one of the big boxing venues here in the United States, the Palace at Auburn Hills near Detroit, Michigan, was demolished by a series of controlled explosions over the weekend. The multi-purpose arena opened in 1988, and many of boxing's biggest stars fought at the Palace. Tommy Hearns had his last fight there in 2006, and a couple of others who climb between the ropes at the Palace, where former heavyweight champions George Foreman and Mike Tyson. The last boxing card held at the Palace was in 2012, and the arena hasn't been used at all since 2017. And that wraps up the July 13th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
This is Heather Maxwell, host of Music Time in Africa. Join me every Saturday and Sunday for an hour of awesome African music. Wake up, dance this music. Like to stay on top of new music trends, breakout artists, new releases? Maybe you just love the classic styles and artists of the past. Or simply the sound and feel of a good beat. Whatever your pleasure, you can get it every week right here on Music Time in Africa. So join me on your local FM station, Saturdays and Sundays at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
VOA's Our Voices television program is about more than just sitting and talking about women's issues. It's about listening to them and bringing their opinions to the table and making sure that their voices are heard. Because our lived experiences, our stories, and our voices will help shape the next generation.
Check your local TV listings and join the conversation each week with Our Voices on VOA.
Join your host, Larry London, for Border Crossings, VOA's Worldwide Music Request Hour, every weekday at 1500 Universal. Tune in to hear your favorite songs and artists, win prizes and giveaways, and get the latest scoop from exclusive celebrity interviews. Send in requests to our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, or call 202-618-2077 to have your favorite music played for the entire world. Don't miss Border Crossings every weekday at 1500 Universal.
The Voice of America's Global News Program, International Edition, brings you an in-depth look at the biggest news stories of the day.
Nobody covers the world more comprehensively than VOA. Our correspondents gather the news and the views of the most seasoned experts on international issues. Tune in Monday through Friday at 3:30 and 1705 UTC on The Voice of America.
VOA brings you the best in African music on the African beat. African Beat showcases the latest and the greatest of contemporary African music, from bobo music to hip life, bonga flavor to soukous, afrobeat to ndombolo and makossa to kwaito. The African Beat on VOA has it all. And it's happening right here, Mondays through Fridays at 09:05 and 20:05 UTC, right after the international news.